This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1823. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 27th, Bhutan, Biafra, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canary Islands, China, Cuba, Denmark, Ecuador, Germany, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Japan, Korea South, Myanmar, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Russia, Sarawak, Solomon Islands, Sudan, South Sudan, Taiwan, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard on the California coast reports April 24th was a remarkable day for reception of BBS in Bhutan. 5 hertz below 6035. He heard it from TuneIn at 11:57 until it suddenly went off the air at 13:17. Not only was it much stronger than PBS Yunnan China on the same frequency, but it stayed on the air 1 hour later than usual. It was mostly indigenous music, but some chatting on the phone in vernacular between 1224 and 1256. Last week, we were talking about the clandestine Radio Biafra, which was to resume shortwave broadcasts on April 20th, 18 to 21 UT on 11700 via Bulgaria, but no show. It did come back one day later than planned, April 21st, as confirmed by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. But there were audio feed problems, as also noted by others, including Stephen Cooper in the UK. He says the Biafra national anthem, Land of the Rising Sun, played at 18:10 UT, but was followed by at least 5 minutes of silence. Richard Langley in New Brunswick picks up the story. They came back at 18:18 UT, playing Finlandia, what we know as that well-known song by Sibelius, but which apparently the Biafrans consider the tune at least for their national anthem, as also noted by Jari Savolainen in Finland. Kai Ludwig in Germany was checking their online audio streams and found no such problems with interruptions, so they must be getting their signal to the shortwave site by some other less reliable means. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany measured at 10 hertz below 11700 and thinks it's an old Soviet transmitter at Kostenbrod, Bulgaria. As usual, I could barely hear a carrier from this over here. However, I did note it abruptly cutting off the air at 24.5 seconds past 21:05, closely matching the time that Jose Miguel Romero in Spain said it suddenly stopped at about 21:06. It was also being reported on the next days, April 22nd and 23rd, but Jose Miguel Romero says he could not hear it at all on April 24th or 25th, but it was back on the 26th. In Radio Escutas, Luis Shiny Neto in Brazil says Radio Aparecida reactivated its 60-meter band frequency 5035, heard with good audio quality, April 21st at 10:00 with their morning newscast. Under Canary Islands NON, Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports via shortwave bulletin, energy in Tenerife, relayed by a pirate station in England or Ireland, is being heard on 5855.1 instead of 6205 before, April 23rd at 1710. When the MUF cooperates after sunrise, I've been hearing some very weak signals on second harmonics of Radio Havana, Cuba, 9 megahertz frequencies, such as April 21st at 1330 on 19070 and 19280. That is 2 times 9535 and 9640. Another frequency is very strong on its fundamental 9710, but I'm not hearing that on its second harmonic 19420. The two I am hearing are both from the Behukal site, while the one I'm not hearing is at Bauta, which is probably significant. And I was hearing them again on April 27th at 1345. Here's another frequency for where Radio Havana is not supposed to be, 11850. April 24th at midnight 51, I could hear a very poor signal in Spanish and managed to parallel it to Radio Havana frequencies. It is a leapfrog mixing product of 11670 over 11760, another 90 kilohertz higher. And it's right next to an intentional fundamental frequency, 11840. A reverse leapfrog would land on 11580, but that's blocked by WRMI. In shortwave bulletins, Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark has news about a Danish shortwave station, which I suspect is a pirate, although its name is using what appear to be real call letters, Radio OZNRH. It's previously been on 1611 and 6310 or 6320, but it says it's due with a new frequency in the near future, 15650, likely on the air Sunday afternoons into early evening. Look for it around 15 to 18 UT. More info at the website, radiooznrh.webnode.com. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Paul Dobosch in Michigan forwards a QST from ARRL about a special frequency following the April 16th earthquake in Ecuador. Please keep this frequency clear for emergency traffic. In case they're still doing it, 7060 LSB. Alan Gale in England says the shortwave service in Germany has now added a repeat of Radio Canada International. Saturdays at 14 UT on 7310 and now repeated 24 hours later. Sundays at 14 on their other frequency 6005. Ivo Ivanov says an upcoming frequency change of HCJB, Voice of the Andes, via their 3-kilowatt transmitter in Germany at Venemore, is moving from 7365 to 5920. And it's available 24 hours, not sure if they'll be using it continuously, on a 145-degree beam towards southeastern Europe in English, German, and Russian. They'll be encountering some interference part of the time from WHRI. Since April 22nd, I've been hearing the second transmitter from Greece without that terrible whine which had been infecting 9935 on the 23rd at 0206. It was quite clear and, as always, parallel to 9420. It moves a bit later to 11645, also without any whine. Heard April 22nd at 0411 and on the 27th at 0534. Ivo Ivanov notes those two frequencies carry 3 to 5 minutes of various foreign languages between 06 and 07. In DX India, Alakesh Gupta via Joe's Jacob reports that the Vivid Bharati service of All India Radio was finally back on 9870 after an absence of many weeks. And I was also hearing it April 27th at 13 UT. Unfortunately, that's when China Radio International still broadcasts in English on the same frequency. However, I think the VBS starts half an hour earlier at 12:30. And it's also scheduled at 09 until 12, midnight 15 to 4:35. And the 12:30 broadcast lasts till 17:40, according to the Aoki listings. After Voice of Indonesia had achieved an almost accurate frequency of 9525, on April 22nd, they jumped back to almost 1 kilohertz high, approximately 9525.9, as noted by Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, at the end of the English hour, 13:58. Ron Howard in California was also hearing that as early as 11:26. Ivo says that applies to all the external service broadcasts between 10 and 21 UT, including English at 10 and 13 and 19. On April 23rd and 25th, I measured it around 9525.896. Another clandestine broadcast from Iran is Voice of Spring or Iran Prisoners Radio, says Malnori Tulayt, WRTH Facebook, with the website sedaybahar www.ivanov.com. Ivo Ivanov says it's 1730 to 18 UT on 7495, 500 kilowatts via Pridnestrovia. And it's on Thursdays and Fridays only. Islamic Weekend broadcasts only, also noted by Stephen Cooper translating their website. And Kai Ludwig says their website also suggests this will only be happening during the spring, hence the name, and only social media activities will continue afterwards. No hint of the origin of this other than a voice box number in California. From South Korea, Sung Chul Cho has some news about clandestines transmitting from that country. Radio Free Korea has changed its schedule on medium wave 1143, now in the air during night hours 09 to 21 UT. And he has confirmed the transmitter site of the Voice of Freedom on 6135. It is in Jang'an, Hwaseong, South Korea. And he gives the coordinates to six decimal places. The clandestine for North Korea transmitted from Japan, Shokaze or Seabreeze, is on a new frequency as of April 27th, says Ron Howard. 5965 replacing 5935. For the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, it was in Korean on that Wednesday. Normally, English is only on Thursdays. 9730 is the highest frequency used by Myanmar radio, and thus the one which might go furthest, but its hours are limited. Ron Howard in California says on April 27th, I was checking out 1102 for the Wednesday edition of Radio Australia's English for Business language lesson, but it was preempted by live sports coverage, perhaps soccer in vernacular. Number of mentions of Myanmar ended at 1122, filler music till the normal singing jingle ID, and suddenly cut off at 1130. Reminder that the mighty KBC says it will be making its usual change in May from 6040 to 9925, following in the footsteps of Croatian Radio Zagreb, whose place it took on the Nauen Germany relay. This applies to their midnight to 03 UT Sunday broadcast only, starting in May. It's already May this week by UT, although it's still April 30th in North America, so maybe it won't change till next week. A reminder to listen to Broad Spectrum Radio, Thursdays at 23 to midnight UT on WBCQ 7489.9 AM. James Branham produces this programming from Oklahoma City. And on April 21st, the first half hour was his KG5 JST Hobby Radio Report, talking about his experiences on a cruise to Belize and Roatan, Honduras, and his attempts at some amateur radio operations and what he was hearing on shortwave aboard the ship. The second half hour was Nappy Roots Radio, which is by a longtime peace and social justice activist in Oklahoma City, Camille Landry. But there's different programming every week from Broad Spectrum Radio, so check their website for what's coming up at broadspectrumradio.com. Mike Barraclough forwards a story from Radio New Zealand International, April 26th. Headline, Lack of Radio Means PNG Rural Population Starved of Info. A Papua New Guinea member of parliament says the country's rural communities are in great need of shortwave and medium-wave radio services. The Bilolo MP, Sam Basil, said with the facilities of the national broadcaster NBC having been left to deteriorate, it has cut off the only means of communication for people in PNG's many remote areas. He said the commercialization of FM frequencies was based on urban areas and did not penetrate into PNG's many remote rural communities. He said this was apparent in various rural parts he recently visited. One thing I found out from the people is that since the decommissioning of shortwave 1, shortwave 2, and then medium wave frequencies from NBC some 20 years ago, nobody in those rural areas is tuning in to what's happening in Port Moresby. In some areas that I go to, they don't even know who the current prime minister is. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1823. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. It's non-commercial, as is this program, so we depend on voluntary contributions from those who find them useful. Our thanks this week for financial support from Tim Hendel in Alabama, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. The Socialist Republic of Vietnam does not appreciate Christians abroad trying to evangelize their hill tribes, and thus jams broadcasts from FEBC IBA in the Philippines. Because they do broadcast not only in Vietnamese, but in a number of minority languages, one such transmission is on 9920. And there's a constant whoop-whoop Vietnamese jammer 1 kilohertz away to annoy it on 9921. However, on Sunday, April 24th at 1248, I found that the FEBC transmitter had shifted to the other side, exactly 9922. Unfortunately, that didn't help avoid the jamming, but the hill tribes had to tune to upper sideband instead of lower sideband, if they could. And by April 27th, I was hearing FEBC back on its original frequency, 9920. The times involved are between 12 and 1330 UT. FEBC Philippines also tries to get into Russia on shortwave with a program called Radio Teos. And until recently, they were allowed to broadcast on medium wave inside Russia. But in Rusty X, Anatoly Klepov in Moscow says their Moscow frequency, 1134, has been closed. In fact, in Moscow, there are only two remaining active medium wave frequencies, 612, Narodnoye Radio and Radio Radonezh, and on 738, the World Radio Network. But Radio Teos could be heard via their internet page, s.teos.fm. Furthermore, Rusty X reports that St. Petersburg has turned off the medium wave frequency of Radio Teos there, which was 1089 kilohertz with 30 kilowatts. Ivo Ivanov says Radio Free Sarawak has extended its transmission by half an hour since April 6th. Now 2 hours long, 11 to 13, on 15420 via Radio Veritas Asia Philippines, but it's Sundays silent, Monday through Saturday only. Ron Hart in California was listening to this on April 27th from 1231 to 1249. He says normally this band is blacked out during their broadcast, but today was a rare exception. Usual chatting on the phone in vernacular, but what was not usual was a conversation by announcer in the studio in vernacular with candidate Simon Tiong on the phone, who responded in English, talking about all the people of Sarawak and about the duties of the chief minister to serve all the people. Back in 2014, RFS often had to change frequencies to try to evade heavy jamming, which proved to be so persistent that RFS took a long break about a year from broadcasting on shortwave. Since they returned in 2015, I have not once heard them jammed or seen reports of any jamming. Why did the jamming not start up again during the past year? A major policy change by Malaysia? Does anyone have any thoughts about this? And Ron Howard in California also reports on Solomon Islands Broadcasting, SIBC, or Voice of the Nation. On April 26th, he tuned in 9545 at 0507 to find them on the air past their normal cutoff time of 0500. It started out very poorly and slowly improved by the time they suddenly went off the air at 0759. And here's some of the highlights of what he heard. There was a DJ in Pigeon playing mostly Pop USA hit songs from 0533 to 658. Then a full ID with frequencies, Calliope Music, news and weather in English till 715. Another weekly program in English until 7:30, then Pop USA hit songs until 7:45. At that time, a health program in Pigeon, and it suddenly went off the air at 07:59. That's presumably when they finally switched to their lower night frequency, 5020. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was also listening to SIBC on this occasion, April 26th on 9545, from 0603 to 0700 with the national news in English. Radio Omdurman Sudan is nominally on 7205, but previously had shifted, for reasons unknown, to 7204, and now it's shifted to 7206, first reported on April 21st by Torsten Hallmann in Germany. I also heard it on the 22nd at 0352, as did he and Ivo Ivanov. 7206 monitored all the way from 14 until 21 UT. Ivo Ivanov also says the external service, grandiosely called the Voice of Africa, is probably canceled as it's not been heard in the A16 season on 9505. It had been scheduled from 06 to 09 and 1630 to 1930, including English hours at 08 and at 1730. Could be there are not enough transmitters to go around in Sudan, considering all the jamming they have to do. Notably, against Radio Dabanga, Torsten Hallmann was monitoring on April 21st during the broadcast at 1530 UT. 15550 had four almost equally strong strings visible on the Taventa waterfall, approximately 15549.8, 551.2, 552.6, and 554.0. They're relatively loud and annoying there, but possibly not so much in the target area if they emanate from Sudan itself. Also, I've been hearing an offset carrier to jam another Radio Dabanga frequency, the one via the Vatican, 11650, before and after 0530 UT, April 25th and 27th. I measured the heterodyne it makes at 1255 hertz, meaning it's transmitting on 11651.255. Remember the Sudan radio service? It's back under a new name, actually for what is now South Sudan. It's called iRadio, as in EYE. Jose Miguel Romero found an item on the webpage of another broadcast for South Sudan, Radio Tamazuk, about this. iRadio launches nationwide shortwave broadcasts. They were to begin on April 26th at 04 to 05 UT on 11730 and 16 to 17 on 17730. I couldn't hear the first broadcast, but many were hearing the second broadcast at 16 on April 26th, and I was hearing it on the 27th with a poor signal, not in English. But what could be the transmitter site? Isoudun, France would be a good guess. However, Ivo Ivanov found its predecessor, the SRS, was broadcasting there during these very same hours 4 years ago. And at that time, the transmitter site at 04 on 11730 was UAE, and at 16 on 17730 was Wolverton, UK. iRadio has already been operating in South Sudan on FM 98.6, but of course this shortwave service, at least 2 hours a day, should give them much broader coverage. In its press release, the station said funding for this initiative came from USAID, the International Development Agency of the U.S. government. It's mostly in local languages, but on April 27th, Ivo Ivanov was surprised to hear an English segment from 1618 to 1648 on 17730, and he's now leaning toward Issoudun, France as the transmitter site. I suppose the following is only in Swedish, but it's a rare transmission from a transmitter in Sweden at Sala, as far as I know. It comes from Christer Brunström via Thomas Nielsen about a special broadcast for the Arctic Radio Club convention, which is April 23rd and 24th. The broadcast is scheduled for Saturday, April 30th at 12 to 13 UT on 3975 with 5 kilowatts and on 6060 with 10 kilowatts. It's the Swedish DX Federation, sdxf.se. Ron Howard clarifies his report last week about CNR1 jamming against the Taiwan number station Xingqing 7502 at 12 UT. No more jamming was being heard after April 19th, and Hiroyuki Kamatsubara in Japan explained it wasn't really jamming, but in this case, a spur of a CNR1 transmitter. It landed on about 7501.5. WBCQ's new frequency and new transmitter were on the air again Saturday night into UT Sunday during Radio Timtron Worldwide, thanks to a tip from John Carver, who heard him say that 3250 was on the air, although at low power, parallel to his program on 5129.91. It was barely audible here at first, at midnight 19 UT, April 24th. Lots of noise this time of year, but it had improved quite a bit before 0100. But there seemed to be two peaks, 3250.06 and 3251.504. WWRB is not on the air every night on 5050. For instance, I was not hearing it April 26th at 2255 when they might have started playing the radio RSA interval signal. Certainly there are no hard and fast rules when it comes to WWRB operations, but Lou Johnson in Georgia heard what he calls the Crazy Dave radio show April 23rd say this: WWRB would be a three-day station, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. He's flying the rest of the week. Strange things happening at KVOH. Friday, April 22nd at 1942, their signal on 17775 was only S5 and just barely modulated. A bit better at 2000, and it stayed on the air with the preacher. Past that time, it normally signs off at 19 UT on weekdays, but it's been running later with an unusable level of modulation and signal. Even worse, the evening frequency in English, 9975, has been off the air completely, such as when checked April 23rd at 0208. A possible scenario: everyone who normally looks after KVOH transmitters and operations are off in Zambia getting Voice of Hope Africa set up and neglecting the original KVOH. They also have a new FM station in California to distract from shortwave. However, I think their plans were to run everything remotely from a new master control in California. Mike Terry and Jose Miguel Romero forward a story from Radio New Zealand, headlined Radio Vanuatu on track for nationwide coverage to return to its former glory. The deadline for accomplishing this is July 1st, but some changes are already being noted, such as more usage of 7260. Nick in New South Wales hears them at 20 UT. On April 22nd, Ron Howard heard them at 1205 once China left the frequency, here on 7260 instead of 3945. Bruce Churchill in California says the ideal window to hear this now is 06 to 07 on 7260. The propagation outlook from Boulder: isolated minor geomagnetic storms possible April 30th with A and K indices of 18 and 5. More stormy by the next peak May 10th at 25 and 5. Solar flux dipping to 80 April 28th, rising to a peak of 100 May 11th. And that's World of Radio 1823. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.